Chris Landry here with a look at the opening matchup in wildcard weekend as the Cleveland Browns, with their strong defense and a rejuvenated Joe Flacco, headed to Houston to play the Houston Texans and their outstanding rookie quarterback, C.J. Stroud. Hey, the Houston Texans are 2.5-point underdogs at home. The total is 45.5. The computer model has the Cleveland Browns winning this game, laying 2.5 at a 59% clip. You know the records, but let's talk about it. The Browns are 11-6. They're 3-5 on the road. They're 11-6 against the spread. They are 3-5 on the road against the spread. They are 7-3 in their last 10. They are 7-3 against the spread in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Texans are just one game shy in the record at 10-7, but the AFC South champions. They are 6-3 at home. They are 9-8 against the spread. They are 4-5 at home against the spread. They're 7-3 in their last 10, 5-5 against the spread. Look, the Browns are making their second playoff appearance in 4 years under Kevin Stefanski, while the Texans won the AFC South in their first year under D'Amico Ryans, who's done a great job with this team. C.J. Stroud has led them, and Cleveland beat the Texans in Houston in Week 16, 36-22. That was without C.J. Stroud, who missed the game being on concussion protocol. If you look at the Browns, it's their defense that's led the way. They've been the best defending the pass, and it's going to be imperative that they continue to get that. But it's, you know, they made a regular practice of making good quarterbacks look ordinary, and they'll have to do that again against C.J. Stroud. But they're going to need some offense, and while they have been really good running the football in the past, injuries have hurt that some, but Joe Flacco has stepped up and given them a rejuvenation for their offense. So this team looks, as the favorite, of course, on the road, looks a little bit more complete and a little bit more ready to take this next step. Meanwhile, the Texans, because of Stroud, they've got a real chance, but he's going to have to play well. It's not like he's going to have to tear it up, but he's going to have to protect the football. They're going to have to keep it close, and he's going to have to play well in the clutch, like he did beating the Colts on the road to secure the division title in a playoff berth. And he's capable of playing well against any defense. But this is going to be the ultimate challenge in the first round against a defense that's probably as difficult as he's going to face. And he's going to have to elevate his status and would elevate his status even more with a win here. Like the Browns on this one, I think they're the more complete team, but it's going to be a fun one to watch. The Texans are at home, so you kind of like it, at least from a competitive standpoint. Browns, more complete, better team. Texans at home, going to be a fun one. Browns in Texas, opening up the wildcard matchup. Chris Landry here with a look at the second matchup on wildcard weekend, the Saturday night matchup, Miami Dolphins leaving warm South Beach to head to frigid, and I mean frigid, Kansas City. Game time temperature expected to be between 2 and 6 degrees. What a difference it makes, that loss, not only to Buffalo, but down the stretch for the Dolphins to lose stranglehold on the AFC East and ultimately losing out to the Buffalo Bills. The Dolphins are a 4-point underdog. The Chiefs, 4-point favorites in this matchup at home. The Dolphins have fallen to 11-6. They're 4-3 on the road. They are 10-7 against the spread. They are 4-3 on the road against the spread. They're 6-4 in their last 10, 5-5 against the spread in their last 10. Meanwhile, Kansas City is 11-6, 4-4 at home. They are 9-8 against the spread, 4-4 at home against the spread. They are 5-5 in their last 10, and 4-6 against the spread in their last 10. The Dolphins getting 4 are a 52% rate winning on the computer model. A little bit interesting to me. The total is 45.5 in this matchup. So the Chiefs enter this game as a more rested team. They had the luxury of resting Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and others after locking up their playoff berth in previous weeks. No rest for the banged up Dolphins. They've had the toughest schedule of the final 3 weeks of the season. They dropped their final two to Baltimore, and I mean getting drummed by Baltimore. and they lose in the Buffalo to lose the AFC East in the number two seed. The Dolphins will get Jalen Waddle back. They'll get Raheem Mostert back to the lineup. Gives Tua more weapons to work with against the Chiefs, whose offense has struggled at times to score points this year. The Dolphins are really banged up. They signed Justin Houston at defensive end to try to shore up a limited pass rush. This is going to be a tough matchup for the Dolphins. I don't like them here because I trust Kansas City. Mahomes is Mahomes. His playmaking ability, his ability to will a team, run the football, make a difference, put it on its back. You know, where's Miami's pass rush going to come from? I know I'm not going to sit here and jump on the table for these Chiefs teams making a deep run, but they look more capable defensively. They'll know how to defend as most teams do, this Dolphins team. Defend the perimeter run, defend the middle of the field in the passing game. And Tua is not going to make, you know, the plays that are ultimately going to allow them to win a game like this. Mahomes will. I don't know how deep the Chiefs are going to go in the playoffs. Maybe it's one and done, but it'll be one here. If they win this game at home, I feel pretty confident about this one. Chris Landry here with a look at the third wild card matchup of the weekend. The first affair opening up on Sunday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern time. The Pittsburgh Steelers heading to Buffalo to play the streaking Buffalo Bills, AFC East champions. The Bills have opened up as a 10-point favorite. Count them, 10, double-digit favorite over the Steelers. The total is 36.5. The weather is going to be predictably cold, but it's a 1 p.m. Eastern, as I mentioned, start, and it's likely going to be warmer than Kansas City the night before. The Steelers are 10-7. They're 5-3 on the road. 10-7 against the spread. 5-3 on the road against the spread. 6-4 in their last 10. 6-4 against the spread in their last 10. Meanwhile, the Bills are 11-6. 7-1 at home. 7-9-1 against the spread. 4-4 at home against the spread. The last 10, they're 7-3. They're 4-5-1 against the spread in their last 10. Now, the computer model has the Steelers getting 10, covering here at a 63% clip. Look, got to be impressed with how the Steelers and the Bills got off the mat to get themselves into the playoffs, particularly the Bills, who were, you know, taken for dead. They started off 5-5. They won 5 straight, 6-7, including the AFC East clinching 20-13 victory over Miami on Sunday. The Steelers were free-falling at 6-8, but won their final 3 games. They found a spark in Mason Rudolph, the third-string quarterback, who was behind Kenny Pickett and Mitchell Trubisky, took full advantage of the opportunity. He's been productive. He's been efficient. They've got the running game going. They've looked better, if not anything close to stellar, but better. The Bills, here's the difference. They got Josh Allen. And unless Josh Allen turns the football over repeatedly and gives the Steelers every chance to win it, the Bills are going to win this. They're going to win it at home. When Allen takes care of the football, he's among the best players in the game. This offense is a little bit more effective running the football. They're more balanced, and I do think that's going to be a big part. But I think a game like this, just like the game against the Dolphins, they're going to put it more in the hands of Josh Allen. Go make a play. You're going to live with some of the mistakes, but you've got to be really smart. The Steelers are not going to have T.J. Watt. That's going to hurt their pass rush. The Bills win this game. They will advance and win this game. I don't know about the 10 points. I think that's a lot of points. Think hard on that. I think the total number is about right, but I like the Bills win here, and I think it's definitely a touchdown, maybe 10. But I think if you can get this under 10, that would be the only way I would lay points that high in this one. Lay 9, I'm not sure that I would take 10. I think the Bills win. If push came to shove and I had to get off the fence, I would say Bills win this by 11 to 13 to 14. So like the Bills definitely to take care of business at home.